I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. There's a rumor going around that China could be rewriting the Bible to fit better with governmental ideas within 5 years. At the same time, research shows Christians at 5% of the population, with as many as 20,000 coming to faith every day. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says there's an urgency to resource Christians with God's Word now.
One of the distributions we have at the end of the year is in one of their seminaries. We'll be presenting Bibles to the seminary graduates to take to their rural areas where they will be. So they do a good job of teaching. We're just sowing God's Word. Providing Bibles.
$5 gets a Bible into the hands of a believer in rural China. Details are at missionnews.org. And from China, we'll turn to South India, where Dean Vandermeer says Set Free Ministries partners are starting a new recovery center for drug addicts and alcoholics.
We just purchased land there. Our $30,000 gift got more than tenfold return because the government then came in and said, we are going to spend at least $400,000 on new buildings for these addicts.
A new report says the UN's global war on drugs is a failure that's left a series of disastrous impacts in its wake. Set Free India workers see those impacts firsthand, but they're also seeing people held captive by addiction find freedom through Christ. Praise God for this development, and please ask the Lord to open the eyes of local believers.
The churches there, for some reason, are not engaging in helping the orphan and the addicts among them. We're praying that the church engage and help us help their poor.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book by its founder, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.